Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, I salute Brian for coming on, and I really enjoy that because, look, at the end of the day, I've got some very strong political opinions, and so do liberals. And that's good. But if we can't come together and talk and debate and discuss and disagree, but then break bread at the end of it, then we have nothing, folks. Truly, we have nothing. And it's really just a lost art. And so he was a good sport. But it's really just a lost art. And if they cancel presidential debates again, it's just... it's just a damn shame. It's just a damn shame. All right, we got more guests coming up here. We've got Gavin McGinnis, and then we got an InfoWars Knights of the Round Table with Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser coming up, Drew Hernandez. So we still got loaded transmissions here for the next 2 hours. But we need to stay on the air. And in fact, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to blame a crew member here. I need something, guys. I need something. Bring it in here. We may have to wait. We may have to do this later. We'll see if that door opens. I'll know that it's a green light. If it doesn't open soon, though. No. Nope. It's all right. We'll have to do it later. It's fine. I blame myself. If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. So we'll just do it later. It's fine. Somebody behind that door knows what I'm talking about. It's okay. Now, we didn't discuss this with anybody else, but it's okay. No. All right. It's all right. It's kind of a deep tease, unintentional deep tease here, but we'll just do it later. It's fine. But folks, we need to stay on air. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. And it really is great. We can have shows like this with all the great guests and all the great interviews and all the great breaking news. This is what it's all about. This is why InfoWars needs to stay on the air. But hey, we sell great products. Truly, we sell great products. And the first product I bought from InfoWars Store probably about 10 or more years ago was Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. And truly, it was a game changer. And it takes a couple weeks, I would say, maybe a month for you to truly feel the effects and just all the positive health benefits of Nascent Iodine. But Survival Shield X3, you know, the problem is iodine deficiency. And it was even years ago where they discovered all of these health problems because of iodine deficiency, specifically with the thyroid, and it led to goiters and all this other stuff. And so they started to put iodide in the salt, and they wanted to find a way to deal with this. And it worked. But the point is, iodine deficiency is a big issue. And thyroid problems, which can be caused by iodine deficiency or iodide deficiency, then can cause all kinds of other health problems. And so we just wanted to provide a solution to that. And that is Survival Shield X3 Nascent Tri-Iodine. And it is easily absorbable under the tongue, highest quality ingredients, a true game changer for your health. So it's not just you're supporting this transmission, buying a product. You're buying a great product and supporting yourself and your own health. Survival Shield X3. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off while supplies last. Survival Shield X3, InfoWarsStore.com. And you notice whenever we open up the phone lines, people are always calling in and talking about how great the products are. And Survival Shield is always one of the products that the audience loves to talk about. That's because of how great it is. Read the five-star, the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't take my word for it. Read the certified reviews for yourself. Just one of the great products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I can tell like there's probably 10 or more products I take from InfoWarsStore, supplements I take from InfoWarsStore every day. DNA Force Plus, every morning, every night. The Real Red Pill Plus works great with DNA Force Plus in the morning, plus the little natural caffeine boost. BodEase after a workout to avoid some of that soreness and stiffness afterwards. I mean, they're truly great products. I'm a product of the product, InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So we can have the great guests like Gavin McGinnis, who's coming up next on The Alex Jones Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Gavin McGinnis. The great Gavin McGinnis. Where do you start with his resume, his bona fides when it comes to media? Well, if I started, I'd never finish, so let's just get right to it. Gavin, glad to be joined by you here today. I want to start a little bit off the cuff. I know you're a big Mets fan. You're a diehard Mets fan, you might even say, and I'm sorry to hear that because you've probably been dying hard for a long time. But I'm just curious, did you make it to Mets opening day?
I did indeed. It was, it was terrible, but that's being a Mets fan. win, lose, or tie, Mets fan till I die. But there was a scene at that game where Squirrel McNeil got slid into by Reese, what's his name? He ended his career. And the McNeil's calling him a bitch and swearing at him and everything. And everyone left the bullpen. And I'm like, as a Canadian who grew up with hockey, I'm like, all right, let's get the fight going here. We got the 80s Mets all over again. Legs, we got nails about to fight. And they pussied out. They didn't fight. Everyone went home. And then he didn't even hit him with the next pitch.
Well, you should have gone to the Rangers-Devils game the other night where they dropped the puck and it was immediate fisticuffs. You might have been a little more happy. But the reason I asked was actually, were you there when they... when they did the ceremony for the fallen officer, did you happen to make it for that ceremony?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was awesome. They had a huge... If you're talking about the Mets game, yeah, yeah. They had... he took up the whole billboard. They showed... John Diller, right? They showed his face and his name. This is... Did you see that cringe Jean-Pierre wouldn't say his name?
Yeah. Well, I bet she didn't even know his name.
I think that's what it was. Like, the big question with the elites and the establishment is always the same. It's, are they retarded or evil? And it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, whether she was not saying his name on purpose or she doesn't know his name, I'm still watching this dead officer get desecrated by the White House.
Well, and you know, there's kind of a lesson to be learned there, too. Everybody is forced to know the name George Floyd. You know, they have no problem pulling up that name, but you can't remember Officer Diller, and that's by design. There's a reason why they do that.
Yeah, you know, everyone knows Derek Chauvin's name, but they don't know any of the good cops' names. They don't know any of the fallen's names. But isn't it interesting how that officer took. Usually these guys get shot all the time. Remember those two guys in their squad car, the Asian dude and what were their names, Ryan? Rafael Ramos and what was the other guy? Wen Jin Liu, who, by the way, had a baby, impregnated his wife post-mortem. They took sperm out of his bag and impregnated her. But that story, like, came and went pretty quick. And I was worried that this would be the same thing with this guy. But it seems to have really stuck around. I mean, we're talking about it right now.
Well, and that's why when I saw this, and I'm so far behind on sports these days, but when I saw that, because it's, you know, it's rarely I get inspired by anything anymore in sports. You know, most of these athletes are just brats or whatever, you know, making all this money they don't deserve and then just squashing on the people like they don't care, dancing around like flamers. But when I saw like a moment like that, though, it kind of, it's like, that's why we fall in love with sports. It's these human moments that bring us all together. It's like, you know, and when I saw that, I was like, wow, you know, big ups to the Mets. Good for them for doing that. And I'm sure the fans appreciated it.
Yeah, at baseball still, you know, everyone takes their hat off for the national anthem. Everyone stands up for the vet when he comes out. Everyone salutes him. We all, for the national anthem, we're all facing the American flag. It's one of the rare places that still feels like America. And I think a big part of that, too, with all sports is that it's one of the last places with meritocracy. You know,
yeah.
you can throw a fastball at 100 miles an hour. I don't care what your sexual proclivity is, what race you are. We're all together there in the stands, all the different races, enjoying the match. It feels like Reagan America. It's America great again years.
You know, that is a good point, because you don't hear the same left that cries for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I've got a couple examples of this. I mean, folks, this is actually extremely dangerous. And of course, the irony here, Gavin, is that if you did want to have diversity on a baseball field or basketball field or whatever, there would really be no real world consequences. Life would go on and people probably wouldn't get hurt. But I've got this graph here, if you guys want to doc cam it. Medical school acceptance rates broken down by race. And it shows how it's virtually impossible for Asians to get in, or maybe white people. But if you're a black American, they'll let you in no matter if your score is low or high. Now, that's something that has real world implications. That's something that could be life or death, potentially. That's not some racial trope. That's just a real world situation. But it's like, if I came out, and I don't hear this, Gavin, it's funny. I don't hear this. There's too many Canadians playing hockey. There's too many black people playing basketball. We need a Jewish guy in there. We need a Chinese guy in there. We don't, this is awful. Where's the diversity? Well, you know, it's funny, Gavin, we don't hear that.
Yeah, I did hear it once. About 10 years ago in South Africa, South African rugby. The head of the league down there was verklempt because there were so many white rugby players, and that's something he's going to work on. That's the only time I've ever seen it. It's woefully absent when they talk about blacks in the NBA, but it just wrecks the thing. And when you see, like, look at women's sports. Women's sports is essentially all diversity. When you watch, like, women's basketball, it's a favor. It's a hobby for lesbians. And everyone in the crowd.
The WNBA is completely subsidized by the NBA. I mean, literally. It loses money.
It's like it's just a lesbian zoo is what the NBA
is. Oh, here we go.
Women's basketball is. It's a little place you put lesbians and watch them dance
around. They put some flashing lights around and make them dance.
But diversity was just kind of eye rolling when it's, you know, Spider-Man's girlfriend and every commercial has a dumb white guy. It doesn't really bother me. It's annoying, but whatever. You just wrecked my movie. But then it's leaking into medicine, where it's like, wait a minute, this person who's taking out my liver, did they earn this position? I mean, an anesthesiologist needs 12 years to get good. Were you in school for 12 years or did you do 8? And then aviation is the more curious one, too. We need more black pilots. And Ann Coulter said recently, she goes, I don't get why the elites are pushing this. Don't they also fly?
Well, yeah, but they fly on private jets, so they got their own pilots.
Okay. They need air traffic controllers. And
no,
that
true.
Has been infected with this diversity mongering. So it's getting dangerous. Look at Boeing. Look at Boeing in the past 2 years. I have a Google Doc on my computer, and it's like 13 pages of Boeing problems. And they all come back to not just black diversity, but making sure like the female CEO is happy and they got their trans communities in there. And I want my plane to fly. I don't care who does it, but they better be there for merit.
But here's the thing. This is a real world concern. I mean, it's a survival instinct, and you want to feel comfortable. You want to feel comfortable going under the knife. You want to feel comfortable getting on an airplane. And I'd say for the most part we have. And now that we see this diversity, there's real conversations being had. And then these liberal Democrats, like the mayor of Boston, comes out and says, oh, you just want to say the N-word. What? No, I just want to have surgery where I don't die. I just want my plane to take off and land. Yeah.
And it's not like it's fake. It's not like we're making this up. Like do they know any of us? They go, oh, you just don't like the idea of a black person flying a plane. And you're like, why? Where'd you get that from? It's like when they go, we have the first Native American astronaut. And the supposition there is that there's all these space guys going, nah, I don't want none of these wigwams in any of my rocket ships. And it's like, but she's perfectly qualified. I don't care if she built her own rocket ship. We don't want none of them in our skies. Like, no one thinks like that. So you're not breaking new ground by being the first black female judge.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Or saying the N-word or doing anything. You can, even in, if you say bad things about the Welsh in England, they call it racism. So, obviously a swastika is
most unthinkable. Not the dirty Welshmen.
I like them. They have that sing-songy voice. What's occurring? But so obviously waving a swastika around in Britain, you're just going to get your head chopped off. But it was brown people doing it recently to protest Israel, and they were calling Israelis Nazis, right? And so the police are getting confronted going, why shouldn't you be arresting them? Isn't this one of our stupid laws about thought crimes? And the police themselves said, well, it's about it's actually about context. So swastikas can be acceptable under the right context. Or in Toronto with these gay pride parades where guys are running around flashing their dinks in kids' faces. And they called the police, like this was a recorded call. The guy knew what he was doing. It was a YouTuber, I think. And he said, so is it illegal for me to walk around Toronto naked and flash my junk into a kid's face? And they go, absolutely. And then he goes, what about if I was gay and it was at a pride parade? And there's silence on the other line because, yes, that is allowed. So all of these hate laws are sort of designed to catch these racist bogeymen, but they end up hurting the people they're purporting to help.
Well, and let's actually tell this, let's tell it like it is here. Context doesn't matter as far as the law is concerned. The law is the law. Where context might come into play is the judicial system. That's the difference between justice and law enforcement. So really what we're realizing here, you use that example in Britain, or there have been examples in Canada. What all of this diversity or hate crime speech, all of it is systemic anti-white bigotry. That's what it is. It's all systemic anti-white bigotry, or they kind of have the little caveat where maybe if you're gay or trans or something, you kind of get included into that other group as well. And so that's why there's silence on the end of the line where, oh, so yeah, obviously you can't run around in public flashing people. That's a crime. Hey, but I'm in a gay pride parade. Oh, well then please, you know, I don't want to be a bigot. That would be hate crime to not allow you to run around flashing children with your dinghy. So it's kind of the same thing. Oh, you're a brown person with a swastika? That's okay as long as you're not white. So when you talk about putting context into law enforcement, that what you're saying is you're now having systemic discrimination in law enforcement.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a disturbing trend that is based on the assumption that there's all these Nazis lying around. And Biden pushes it, too. He said that's the number one threat to America is MAGA white supremacy. But you notice he says he'll combine MAGA with white supremacy. So it is a war on whites, but it's a war on what straight white male Republicans who would vote for Trump. They pretend that they're out to stop the Klan, but what they're really doing is using that as a Trojan horse to attack guys like you and I who might vote for Trump and affect the DNC's power.
Or might convince others to vote for Trump. All right, now here's one for you. And now, if you laugh at this, we will call the police on you. Bearded, 6-foot-tall trans athlete who brutally knocked down rival women during female basketball game, suspended from female rowing. Is he laughing?
Sorry, I couldn't.
You're lucky you're not in Scotland right now.
This is just getting like ridiculous.
I didn't finish the headline. Bearded. Okay. I can't do it. So, in other words, this 6-foot-tall, massive dude, 18-year-old, competing against girls, are knocking them out of basketball games, and they're trying to compete in any sport they can because they're just dominating the field. And they're saying, I think, listen to this one: suspended from female rowing team for leering at topless girls in changing room and making booby jokes.
Typical guys.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
You know, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, if you were into punk, you had this looming threat of being called a poser. So you had to have all the right records. You had to go to all the shows. You had to have Boy of London bondage pants. You had to have the thick leather motorcycle jacket. Your mohawk couldn't have hair on the side. That's chickening out. You have to have all shaved here so I can see skin. All of these rules, and then we might call you a punk. These guys that call themselves chicks, they have short hair, a beard. They don't even have fake tits anymore. And you're like, no. No, you gotta try. You have to wear high heels. If anything, you should be more chick than any other chick. Like, you can't be a tomboy in jeans and a baseball shirt. You have to look like a 1950s Mad Men housewife. Every day, high heel shoes and your hair done perfect, Betty Boop, whatever her name, Doris Day, with like your gorgeous tits hanging out in a push-up bra. The lack of effort with these trannies these days is just getting ridiculous.
The lack of effort with trannies. But just
grow your hair long. We have to have a line in the sand somewhere. You have to have hair down to your shoulders. New rule starting today.
But see, that's why when you hear this story about this dude pretending to be a girl leering at the chicks in the locker room, it's like all they've done is open it up for predatory behavior. Yeah, now a perverted dude that can't make it with a woman or just wants to, you know, see what a woman looks like naked, can't do it organically, just says, well, I'm actually a woman, and so now I'm going to go into the girls' locker room and I'm going to start, doing a peep show.
If you're a sexual predator in 2024 and you don't take advantage of this trans madness, you're an underachiever.
Well, they are, though.
I mean, it's sitting right there. There's girls in changing rooms. You get to go in there, look all you want. Get it together, pedophiles and rapists and
you want more.
Perverts.
You expect better.
Yes. I mean, you'd be dumb not to, right?
Like, and they're protected. It's like even if you get caught, I mean, I'm sure you saw the dude. This dude shaving his beard. He's shaving his beard in the female locker room at a gym. And this woman is there, and there's little girls in the room, and she goes to management. She says, excuse me, there's a man in the women's locker room. And they say, oh, okay. And then they investigate. They ban her. They kick her out of the gym. And now the dude's in there shaving his beard.
That was Planet Fitness. They have lost $400 million, quadrupling down on their need to have perverts in the changing rooms. And to me, you know what that reeks of? Women in the workforce. Because women have this nest thing where the whole world can die over there as long as my eggs are safe. And we didn't, their eggs are dried up. So their nest, instead of it being children, it's their woke dogma. So they have the woke dogma in the nest as their eggs. And then someone goes, hey, this is not helping. We lost $400 million. There's pedophiles and perverts in the changing room at Planet Fitness. And they go, screw you. I'm staying here. I got to protect my woke eggs. And I'm going to let my own company, be it Planet Fitness or Bud Light, I'm going to let it die just to preserve my woke religion. And that's why women don't do well in the workforce generally. Because you're talking about, you know, contacts with the law. We're cold-hearted robots when it comes to our jobs. And if Planet Fitness is losing $400 million, we're like, sorry, trannies, I got to pay the bills. You're out.
Well, and maybe this guy just realized that the women's bathrooms are nicer, and so he just decided he was going to use the facilities. But, I mean, these skits write themselves. Where's SNL? Like, it's a dude in the bathroom, you know, shaving his nutsack. And then some women are like, what are you doing in here? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm shaving my balls. What are you, a bigot? How dare you? I'm saving my lady balls. All right, Gavin McGinnis, get off my lawn, Censored TV. Always fun with you, brother. Looking great.
Cheers, Owen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes the great Gavin McGinnis. And he laughed. He thought it's funny that a 6-foot dude is pounding women into the basketball court hardwood. He thinks that's funny.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce. 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, folks, so here's the deal. When Alex is out, our sales just go down. There's no two ways about it. Alex Jones is obviously, he's the man around here. He's the king daddy. And so no matter how big or small my ego is, the sales just go down when Alex Jones isn't in the house. So I've got to find new creative ways here to try to make sales, to try to generate some sales to fund this operation, as we have other great InfoWars hosts in studio with us here. Chase Geiser, the host of Sunday Night Live. Harrison Smith, the host of The American Journal. So I've got to find new creative ways to try to create sales here. So I'm just going to try something new today. And maybe this will work. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I need to stay on air. And I got great guest hosts here all day long. I can get them all on air. I can get the best hosts on air. I can have the best people work for me. I got the best crew we've ever had here. But the problem is I need some funding. And I need to take some time off here or I blow a gasket. And then it's not fair for the crew for me to be blowing the gasket. But we need funds. You've seen the lawsuits. We're the most censored name in news. I've been at this for 30 years, okay? And I just need some funds. And that's great. I'd rather go to this audience for funding than go to some big billionaire or go to the big pharmaceutical industry or the big Hollywood movie or the big fast food industry. I don't want to go to them for money. I want to go to you and the audience. Everything we do here is free to air because the information is way more important. And I love it when you go out and you find the old clips of the old Alex Jones when I got a beautiful head of hair and I look like a muscle model. I keep sharing those. I look great. But I need the supplements just like you need the supplements. And I go out, I'll go to the gym over here, I deadlift 1,000 pounds. But I'm a little sore the next day, so I got to take Bodies from InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, Bodies, best turmeric supplement. I called all the top scientists. I said, I need the best turmeric supplement. I need it for myself, and then I'll sell it to my audience so that they can see how great it is and become a repeat customer. So 40% off Bodies. We have the best telomere support supplement, DNA Force Plus, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you've got two options right here. These are great supplements for your health. We also have things you need. You need a water filtration system in your home. There's news stories every day about the poison chemicals in the water. They used to make fun of Alex Jones and say, oh my gosh, he thinks the frogs are turning gay. Now it's mainstream news. Half the frogs are homosexual. So you don't want to be feeding your pet frog that tap water. It's going to turn gay. All right. You want a nice, healthy, heterosexual frog. So you need to get a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. We have the highest quality gravity fed, not to mention the emergency food supplies as well. Joe Biden might just collapse the whole country, might collapse the economy. You're going to want to have insurance you can eat. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Highest quality emergency food supplies, not even close. The highest quality, and it comes in packaging that's ready to be stored as well. Highest quality package, highest quality container, highest quality storable food, lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can laugh at Owen Schroyer pretending to be Alex Jones, but I have no choice at this point. I got to generate some sales or this place is going to go out of business and it's going to be my fault. So if I have to pretend to be Alex Jones to generate some sales, then by golly, I'm going to do it. All right? But I identify as Alex Jones. And if a 6'2" dude with a beard can identify as a woman and swim against women and go into their locker rooms and flash his genitalia and say, look at my female lady balls, then I can come on air and say, I'm Alex Jones, so hopefully we can generate some sales around here. So you heard it from me first. Alex Jones, keep us on the air, and I thank my great crew, greatest crew I've ever had. I want to keep them employed, so shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
That was great.
Wow, thanks, Alex.
You look like Amish Alex Jones. Ooh, with the neck.
What are you
beard.
Talking about?
Yeah, your Alex Jones impression has a bit of a Louisiana accent. A bit of a down deep south vibe.
I was listening to some Clay Higgins earlier. I was listening to some Clay Higgins. I might have been a little bit inspired by Clay. All right, so a little fun there. But seriously, folks, continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great products, and we want to stay on the air, and it's your support there. Everything we do here is free, so we just ask that you support us by getting a great product. All right, we got some serious stuff to discuss. While I was on air, some big things came out of John Kirby's mouth about Ukraine and NATO and a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Chase, do you want to give us an update here?
Yeah, so last I checked, it was actually Secretary Blinken. He said, quote, Ukraine will be a member of NATO. And
oh, that'll appease the Russians.
So it seems like they've already made the decision, NATO and the United States, to go to war, declare a formal war on Russia. And now it's just a matter of finalizing the paperwork to make it legal. And it seems like a mighty escalation to me, unless there's something I don't understand.
Well, here's what's crazy about this, too. You have Russia, essentially, when they blame Ukraine, we all know exactly what that means. They're blaming the West. They're blaming the CIA. They're blaming the State Department. They're blaming Victoria Nuland. They're the ones running the vassal state of Ukraine. And you have NATO also saying that they're going to move all their weapons into Ukraine in case Trump gets in and cuts NATO off. So, I mean, Harrison, is there anybody trying to stop this escalation? I don't see anybody trying to stop the escalation. Not in America, not in the Biden administration.
No, we seem to be doing everything we possibly can to drive headlong towards World War III. Whether, you know, Israel's the flashpoint or Ukraine, I mean, clearly the lines are drawn at this point. It's Iran, Russia, and China versus America, the West, and our puppets, or Israel and our puppets in NATO. So No, it seems incredibly deliberate. It seems like they're driving headlong towards World War III with abandon. And of course they are, because it accelerates all of the plans that they're doing anyway. You want to depopulate the Earth? Nothing more efficient than a big old war. You can draft people. You can reorganize the entire economy. You can censor people by saying that anything they say questioning the American government is actually the enemy disinformation, which is why they're putting in, you know, hate speech laws. It's why, you know, some of the TikTok measures or the TikTok ban had things like that. Anybody, any outlet sharing enemy foreign information, well, that just means any information that contradicts the American government, because you are, just de facto weakening America in favor of their enemies, Iran, China, and Russia. So, no, we're doing everything we possibly can to bring about World War III.
There was also a statement today on the situation in Israel that you were telling me about.
Yeah, I believe Blinken also came out and called for a ceasefire immediately with Netanyahu in light of the World Central Kitchen volunteers that were killed because of the Israeli
including threat. An American.
Yeah, and we saw the Ben Shapiro's response, and there's been all sorts of controversy around it, but frankly what happened, people were trying to give aid to the people being bombed in the Strip, and they were struck seemingly intentionally by the IDF and murdered.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazier than that. They actually coordinated it with the IDF, so the IDF knew exactly where they were going, right. How they were going, when they were going.
Right. They walked them right into
the
escort.
And they had the logos on top of the... Right where the bomb struck, actually, the logos on top of the vans. And this was...
But it was a mine on the street.
Well, interesting behavior for a mine. This is not the first time that even World Central Kitchen has been attacked very recently. A very similar thing happened not too long ago, and since October 7th. I think upwards of 100 aid workers have been killed, and that's not to include the journalists and the doctors and the first responding teams that have also been deliberately hit. So, it's looks looking an awful lot like war crimes, violations.
I'm just trying to figure out what the mindset here, because there's multiple angles, and the media really is barely covering this, strangely enough. But Netanyahu, I think, he wants his legacy to be conquering all the land, taking the Gaza Strip, building the new Tel Aviv on the beach, and he just wants that to be his political legacy. Maybe there's some religious factor behind it as well. But you do have massive protests against Netanyahu right now. I guess the IDF just does whatever they're told. But you'd think at some point there'd be some sort of a rationale here that says, okay, we're turning like the entire world against us now. Now our own people are against us. Like, maybe we should draw back. Maybe we should hit pause. You know, maybe we should change tact here. But it seems like at every move, they just get more aggressive. They just anger people more.
I think that Israel feels like the whole world's against them all the time, regardless of whether it's true. It's just integrated in the culture, I think, especially since World War II. And it's just part of the culture. So when the world is actually against them, they don't feel the escalation because mentally the whole time the world was against them. You know what I mean? So... Ultimately, what, in my opinion, is going on is either rightfully or wrongfully, I believe that Israel has determined that it's impossible for them to live peacefully next to these people, and they just decided to kill them all.
Well, and I want to get more into this after the break, because, quite frankly, at this point, it doesn't matter whether you're pro-Israel, anti-Israel, pro-Russia, anti-Russia, World War III, nuclear war, pick a side, you're all dead. So it doesn't matter at this point. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
All right, so it's official. Harrison Smith is going to be debating Flat Earth next week with Eric Dubé. No, I'm just kidding.
He puts out a tweet. Wits it. We're doing it. I agree to it.
Well, I thought you were being facetious.
No, it's happening. Chase put out the tweet.
Okay, Harrison, you believe in the round Earth, huh?
I admit it. I got it. I like them checks from NASA, boy.
I like playing. You love NASA. I like playing devil's advocate because science is scalable. So obviously we can build another Earth and show that water can hold a ball, right?
Look, are we getting into it right now?
I'm just preparing you because I know all their arguments.
So do I. Trust me.
They sent me all their books. But, no, okay. I want to actually get to something else here. This is actually a big deal. Because what they're doing to the kids is disgusting. And they say, oh, well, we really don't know what the long-term effects of the trans kids really are. Well, no, actually, now we do. Most gender-confused children grow out of it. Landmark 15-year study concludes, as critics say it shows being trans is usually just a phase for kids. Now, I think there's a lot to take into this, and there's a lot of other examples I think that we can use, right? There's a lot of things that you're into as a kid that you grow out of, right? There's a lot, I mean, even politically, I think it might have been Winston Churchill that made the first statement, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically, If you're not a liberal by the time you're 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 30, you don't have a brain. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, that's just kind of a phase you grow out of with experience and everything. So there's all kinds of things like that. The difference with this trans agenda is that there's so much propaganda. There's so much rewardism that forces the kids into this. But now this study unequivocally proves, yes, this is not something that stays forever, and most actually end up regretting it.
Well, that's not even the... I mean, recently there have been a lot of studies coming out showing that you actually become more prone to suicide after you get gender confirmation surgery. So nothing about this is scientifically valid. And, I mean, Europe at least is responding to some of this, some of the actual studies that have done and are banning puberty blockers for kids, which is kind of weird because they're usually so much farther down the liberal pipeline than we are.
Well, maybe that just shows it's coming back.
What's coming back?
They're so far down it that it's like, oh, we've gone this far.
We've gone too far.
Yeah.
Now we have to pull it back. Well, I just think, you know, Europe does some things better than America when it comes to health. When it comes to, like, the food that you eat, it's healthier in Europe. They don't have a lot of the additives that we allow, like chloramquat that we allow on our food. They don't allow on theirs. So, you know, as much as most of Europe is just full of socialist nonsense, they do tend to follow the science on stuff like this. They don't allow their food and water to be as poisoned as we do, and now they're pulling back on allowing children irreversible hormone-blocking surgeries to be done on a whim because they're nine and like playing with balls rather than dolls.
By the way, another aspect of this that I unintentionally ran into yesterday during my show, because I saw how the left with their major propaganda agents like David Hogg and then Gavin Newsom is promoting. They're showing this Charlie Kirk clip where he just tells the truth about birth control. He doesn't say we should ban it or make it illegal. He just says, hey, it has all these negative side effects. You should, you know, warn your friends and family. This is real stuff. And then they're sharing it and lying about what he said and denying the truth. And so I did a whole like half hour of calls, and a bunch of women called in and said, yeah, here's all the side effects. Well, something I learned unintentionally through this, they're pushing birth control pills on girls as young as 12, and there's no age limits in most of these states, and they don't have to tell the parents. So Planned Parenthood, if you have a daughter out there, Planned Parenthood or these leftist teachers, they could be pushing your children onto these birth control pills, and they don't need your consent, and there's no way for you to even know. So this is already going on in different ways. But Chase, what are they going to tell us next? That the 6'2" dude with a beard playing high school basketball against girls, are they going to tell us that person has a natural advantage next? I mean, come on.
What's crazy to me about it is the left has somehow successfully branded itself as the advocate party or the advocate political movement philosophy for the trans community, and their suggested policy, their official policy on dealing with transgenderism, is the mass sterilization of all transgender people as soon as they begin to show symptoms. Like, when in history has it ever been that the party that likes you wants a mass sterilization? It's so inverted, for lack of a better term, than anything I've ever seen before. So it's really sickening. And the other thing too that came to mind, Owen, when you were talking about contraception, is I believe that there's now an over-the-counter contraception that you can buy for $20 a month on Amazon. And so kids could feasibly, if they have a debit card or prepaid, they could just order it to be sent to their house.
So it's even worse then.
Yeah.
This just keeps getting worse because I never really thought of this. I mean, obviously I didn't, you know, I wasn't trans as a kid, so I didn't really look at feminine products. But when I took all these calls yesterday and then I had some responses sent to me personally, they were like, no. These young girls as young as 12, Planned Parenthood can push these things on them. They don't need parental consent. The parents don't need to know. I guess now you can purchase them online over the counter. That's just crazy. You know, another thing that's crazy too, and you know, you've got a young son, Harrison. This is something that we never had to deal with. And now I'm sitting here and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is such a realm that I can't even imagine that young boys... If you're a young man out there, and let's say you're in high school maybe, and you want to start dating or something, I mean, how do you make sure that's a girl? You're laughing, but I'm serious, man.
Yeah, good question. I don't know. Maybe that's why they're not having sex anymore. I mean, young kids are
that's the angle. 23andMe integration with your dating profile. So DNA verified XY chromosome.
Yeah, I mean, maybe but you gotta necessary. Like, there's gotta be something. Because I'm sitting here, I tuned into the Caitlin Clark LSU basketball game the other day because it was getting all this promotion. I was like, oh, I'll check it out, whatever. And I'm watching this, and I just can't help myself now with the Brittany Griner thing and everything else and all these male to female athletes. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, wait a second, how many men are on that court right now?
Right.
Like, how many men are playing right now?
Well, there's a volleyball team recently that all five members of the girls' volleyball team were men playing against girls. I mean, it is beyond the level of parity. And you know, going back to the birth control thing, do y'all know about the scent, how it changes, like, who you like based on your scent? Have y'all heard of that?
Makes you attracted to weak soy boys?
Yeah. So people will take birth, you know, women will take birth control, be attracted to somebody, get married, go off the birth control, and find they're not attracted to them anymore because it literally changes the the hormonal response in your brain to certain scents.
That's what happened to my wife.
Yeah, maybe.
Come on.
But you know, it's not even about like your sexual whatever. It literally changes your hormones. It changes the way you perceive the world and how you think and how you interpret signals that your brain is getting. It's incredible.
That's what was so frustrating to me covering it yesterday when I watched Gavin Newsom and David Hogg and all these others lie about what Charlie Kirk said. And I'm just sitting here like, this is mainstream literature. Like, this isn't like some conspiracy theory. When I took a course in college called Human Sexuality, they taught all this. There was a whole chapter on birth control, the side effects, what it does to your pheromones, what it does to your attractiveness, what it does to your sex drive, what it does to this and that and the other thing. And then they come out, Charlie Kirk just says it, and they're like, oh my gosh, he's lying, and he wants to ban birth control. And it's just like, what? He didn't make this stuff up. It's mainstream. It's college literature.
It's the celebration parallax, right? You can say the same thing is happening. Whether if you're for it, then it's good and you're an enlightened science truster. And if you say it's bad, then you're a conspiracy theorist wacko. But you're saying the same thing. It's just whether you like it or not. So I guess they like the fact that girls are having their hormones permanently altered by a continual dose of pharmaceutical drugs.
Harrison, tell me what you were telling me the other day about the contraception that was being used in was it Rome or
Greece? Well, in ancient Rome, they had a flower that acted as a birth control, and they used it so much it doesn't exist anymore. So yeah, contraceptives been around for a while.
They extincted a flower?
Yeah. There's an herb that they could use. I'm not sure how they used it, but I think you just ate it, and it was sort of a morning after pill type thing, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, they used it to extinction. It doesn't exist anymore. But actually, we were talking about that because it was about the idea of having kids, and all the way back in ancient Rome, Caesar Augustus, the first, you know, real emperor of Rome, gave speeches to his people being like, you young men, you need to stop sleeping around. You need to have families. Rome's going to collapse if you're all just bachelors until you're 50. You've got to get married. And he gave a similar speech to the women. So this idea of like, you know, population replacement or population decline and not having enough babies, it's not anything new. It's literally been going on for 2,000 years. It's what happens when a society becomes decadent and loses touch with how it became great in the first place.
All right, we're going to do another 5 minutes here with Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser. We're also going to be joined. This Silphium is what we were talking about there. We're also going to be joined by Drew Hernandez coming up. Harrison is going to have to leave us here shortly as well. He's going to be hosting the War Room. I've got a crazy story. You might say we've gone lunar when we come back here. Folks, this is just absolute madness. I mean, if you want to be infuriated, just wait till you see what the government's spending money on next. You think blasting rockets to study a solar eclipse is nuts? Huh. Wait till you hear this next story. It's just absolute insanity. Final hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up next.
The moon is flat.
Lunar crazy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.